This is Will.
Oh, hi, Will. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going, Tara? I'm doing well.
Good. I'm doing well, too. Thank you. Happy Friday to you. And the reason for my call, Will, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing VW Cornerstone on the first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. And obviously you've used Google before in your life, but have you done a search recently for landscaping services in your area by any chance?
I have not. I'm curious, does your services, would that bring up my website then, or what would we be linking that to?
Yeah, so you know when you do a search on Google, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to, like, landscapers near me, for example, just as a broad search. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as
right.
I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in any area. But on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit there. And some of them have websites, some of them don't. It's not necessary to have one to be listed there, but if you had one, then yes, we would link it to the listing. But it's the position, the listing that we operate, not the website. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yes. Yep, I'm following.
Okay, and the reason you're getting this call today is they had a page one position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. And the rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with one business per opening. So once that position fills today, they stop the calls to the area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way, you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be one of the options at that moment that they're ready to make that call. You'll be there to catch them too. And you might even be familiar with some of the guys who are listed there now, like Fourth Generation Tree or Santiago's Landscaping or Pablo's Gardening. Do you know those guys at all?
No, I'm not familiar with them, but yeah, I'm following everything you're saying.
Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as VW Cornerstone?
So VW Cornerstone was formed middle of last year, so we're coming up on a year now. But we did buy out an existing business and absorb all aspects of it, and that had been around for 30 plus years. So, yeah, so the experience of the work and all of that is high, but the name is very new.
Okay, and so you acquired that company and then listed your name, the VW Cornerstone Landscaping, with the LLC, and you have all of their, okay, got it. Is it, and you're the sole owner there, or is it like a partnership now after the merge, or?
My wife and I are the owners of it. So the old owner is getting close to retirement, but not quite there, so we bought the company from him and hired him on as basically our head guy.
Okay.
Yeah, more or less. He's our quality control manager. So,
right.
Yeah.
And that'll help ease the current clients into the new ownership as well, I would think, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
An easy transition for them. Okay. And I know that the 93465 is home base for you. But how far are you typically traveling for the work?
We service mainly down in San Luis Obispo, which is about half an hour south. That's basically the biggest place near us, and we go even further south of that. Arroyo Grande, we do all the beach cities. We service basically all of San Luis Obispo County.
Okay, that's perfect. And then for this position, Will, that, oh, you mentioned a website, but I've been looking for, I was looking for the website.
We are in the process of developing it right now.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Okay, great. And then for the position, that first page position that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching in your service area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I follow. What is your pricing on it, though?
I was just going to pull that up. So the good news is if you've just purchased the company, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing John, he's my regional manager for the area, to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now.
All
and
right.
So, Will, being that we have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to secure that position on that first page?
Yeah, so the timing of it is interesting because we've actually just signed up for a service with Angie Leads, and so we are investing heavily in just purchasing leads through them, so not really self-promoting, more just buying leads through their service.
I'm familiar. But yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
We've invested a decent amount.
Okay.
No, you're all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're going that path right now because we are in a position where we're trying to grow the business at this time. But we're also, I don't know. Yeah, I would be a little hesitant to. We literally just got fired up with them, and our account was made active yesterday at 4 p.m. So.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay, so yeah, and if you like, you know, if you like the idea of something like Angie's, you'll love Google only because, well, with Google, like Angie's gets their leads mainly from Google, right? So they buy themselves a spot on Google in areas where they know there's a high search volume, and then they capture the leads, and then they'll flip them or resell them. So if you like the idea of Angie's, you'll love this only because the calls would be coming directly to you, you know, rather than through the third party. And then you wouldn't have to pay per lead. You'd just be kind of put in a position to generate your own, you know, from the same source. But if cost is your concern, let me grab John. The hard part about getting that position, it's not really the cost. It's designed for the locals, but it's the availability, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. So if we could get you up there in your own spot and do that for you at a reasonable rate, being that we have that area open for programming today, that's not a bad idea?
I'm definitely open to it. That would be my preferred method for, you know, generating leads is a more – I wouldn't call it self-sufficient because it's not like my website's harnessing its own SEO, but this is very much closer to that than paying per lead, and I'm not even guaranteed to land a lead. So, yes, if the price point on this makes sense to me, I will be very interested in it.
Okay, perfect. Let me grab John. We'll get that rate reduced, and we'll do our best to make that fit for you today. Hang on here.
Awesome.
Thank you for holding. Is this Will?